Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about the top three contact form plugins for WordPress.
Yeah, contact form plugins are something that you really want on pretty much every website that you build. And Dave and I have talked before that contact forms is really our first premium purchase for both of us way back when we started our WordPress journey. So yeah, very important. You want a solid contact form plugin that you can trust. And here's the top three.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to, before we start off into the top three, let's talk a little bit about what they can be used for and why they're so valuable and stuff. Obviously, a common contact form for a website visitor to contact you, but you can use contact forms to receive payments, to do complex conditional logic, you know, take them through a journey for products, services, whatever it is that you need. They're just extremely powerful tools that also gather data and store data that you can analyze later on down the line. So number one on our list for both Tim and I is Gravity Forms. It's a premium plugin by Rocket Genius, and Gravity Forms is just a phenomenal plugin. It has conditional logic built into it. You could just do a lot with it. It's been around for a very long time. Gravity Forms is our number one.
Yeah, the next one on the list is Caldera Forms. Caldera Forms has a lot of the same features of Gravity Forms. It's a little bit different model because it's freemium. So the base plugin is free and then the extensions cost money. And so the benefit is you can pay just for what you need opposed to Gravity Forms where you end up, you know, kind of getting the different extensions in bulk and it's just, you know, one price. Caldera is awesome. Josh Pollack and his team have done an amazing job with it. They're continuing to innovate and make it better and better. And while Gravity Forms is what I've been using for years and so it's kind of what I'm comfortable with, I do use Caldera Forms as well, and it's slowly becoming even better.
Yeah, I'll agree and second that. We use Caldera Forms. We're probably about 50-50 now with Gravity Forms and Caldera Forms. We use Caldera Forms, however, in all of our products, all of our child themes, because of the fact that it is a freemium model. One of the things that I will point out about Caldera Forms is that in the free version, you have conditional logic built into it, and that's huge. So if you don't know what conditional logic is with forms, it's basically if this, then that. If they select this answer, I want to show them this next thing to do. So very powerful. Last on our list, number three, Saeed Bokis Forms, WP Forms. Fantastic form plugin. We've used this to integrate with some of our products as well, like Testify. I know Tim's tested it with his Divi overlays and stuff. Although we don't use it on client sites and stuff because, hey, you're not going to use all of them. It's still a great product. We have used it many times. Anything to add, Tim?
Only thing I'll say is WP Forms, I feel like they target more beginners, do-it-yourselfers, where Gravity Forms especially are kind of geared towards the developer. And so WP Forms, it's very, very easy to use, very user-friendly. It's still very powerful as well. It still has conditional logic and a lot of the things that Gravity and Caldera have as well. But the interface is very clean and simple. And so you could be brand new to WordPress and you'll be able to figure it out.
Fantastic. Well, there's our top three contact forms for WordPress. Be sure to tune in tomorrow when we talk about five WordPress blogs you should be following. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.